Yeah, so our first piece got rugged, so some people can, but that's fine. I start a new one. But again, thank you all for joining this space. Make sure to share the room so we can have more fellow geckies in there. So spread the word. Let's do it. So this space is recorded, so they should be able to listen back. But so far it's been an amazing week. So I'm excited. So what's ahead for the project? And also this is an open mic, so if you want to come up, just request a mic. And what happened? For a second, I thought this space was scheduled on Thursday, but it was today, so didn't have a chance to kind of like publicize it better. But next week should be better in a sense. So for this space, just gonna share a little bit about what Atlas Dad is doing, geckies, and have some fun, you know. I'm glad to see like one of our community member launch their first NFT project, Keenan Below. The Blobfish. So that's already live. I love to see our community member launching their own project, so that's pretty cool. So if you haven't checked it out, make sure you check it out. So that's pretty cool. I love to see it. And the cool thing is it will use that collection to kind of like create more engagement for geckies on Discord and other thing. So let's get to what's next and what we're doing. But just kind of like start off, as you guys know, Gecky was a free mint. And right now, like the Atlas DAO and myself, we're working hard to kind of like creating the community around it and build some perk and some experiences around the project. So it's not just a PFP, but more than that. And we've only been live for, I think, a month now. So it's so far, like for 1 month old project, we've done a lot. I would say we've done a lot to tweet airdrop confirm, other contributors stepping up, and also the Atlas DAO app that we're working on to build. And for me, like, we don't have any token. We're literally doing all that with all hard work in a sense, because like I said, it was a free man, so none of that came out like, oh my gosh, we raised some fun, and kind of like let's use it to create value. But the value is being created to the community engagement and a connection for the people in a sense, but mostly kind of like our hard work. Over the past years with Atlas DAO, and people finally starting to see the work that we've been putting in. But in general, the Geki collection is pretty cool. Like every day I go on Stargaze, I'm looking at some of the traits. We got some unique traits that I haven't seen in any other collection. So that's why I'm glad that our artists did it that way. And what I like the most is kind of like some of the most stuff like look after traits from other collection, or not like the highest ranking, you could say, in the rarity. Like when you look at the laser eyes, anybody can get a laser eye, so that's pretty cool. I kind of like the the foodie aspect of the collection. Like you have that one guy with the ramen. That's kind of funny with a laser eye too. We have like other foodie, like someone with a pizza in their mouth. So those are like pretty funny, you could say. So I'm pretty much loving like every day going at the collection, looking at the traits. You know, I mean, it's kind of like pretty interesting. And I would say none of that would be possible, like everything we're doing right now with Atlas Dying Geckies, and kind of like give the team like a more support to keep shipping. If it wasn't for the community that show up for the mint, for like we had like a successful minting experience as a free mint, plus the secondary and all that. None of that wouldn't be possible with you guys as a community, and like myself, like I'm super grateful for that, and that kind of like give me hope that like a little guy can create a project and it can be successful. So. So that's like one thing in my mind, and I'm like, I want to keep shipping and like proving, like kind of like prove that model is possible. You don't have to raise a token to create real value. You don't have to do any puns in not making a sense to create value. So that's one thing that I'm trying to do. So hopefully it work. Hopefully people can learn from it too. And keep going from there. And yeah, so that's me in a sense, what we're doing. And what I'm pretty excited about too is our ambassador program that we're working on right now. That would be like unique by himself, because we do have an app, the Atlas app. From Atlas DAO that generates some kind of revenue, but it's not a lot right now because we don't have that much traffic yet. But I believe after we release some of the key new feature we're working on, could become substantial over time. So one thing we'll be doing with Atlas DAO, because I'm big on decentralization and kind of like when people in. So one thing we could do with the app, it's kind of like use part of the revenue to create like an ambassador program where if you're part of the ambassador, that revenue directly go to your wallet. So you don't even have to do anything. And as ambassador, so myself, like as like the lead of the project, you guys will be kind of like under a ministry, and now the community can vote over time, kind of like, are they doing a good job with promoting the project? And all that, and the rest could just be used to kind of like buy cakes and stuff and all that. But if you haven't looked into Atlas app, make sure to look over it. And also if you have any feedback, make sure to share them in our Discord, because we're working hard on it. We have all the some key partnership we have one now. We just can't announce them yet because of we haven't shipped the new token that we're talking about. So hopefully that's done today. We can announce it by tomorrow, but that's one thing as well. And As for like that app, there's other key feature that I'm working on, kind of like the token gated, and like have a better, faster UI, and also like notification. And there's one thing, it's a recorded space. I don't know if I will share it. Yeah, I share another time. But there's two new features that we'll be adding that will change the game on Stargaze for us. So we're working on that too. So one thing with me, I don't like overpromise anything. So I'm like, I'm going to share anything I share, it's because I know it's going to happen. So, but if you're an ambassador, I already share most of the thing with you, so you guys know. So that's a perk of being an ambassador too. You get to know what's gonna happen before everybody does. So that's one thing. And I'm also super grateful of like a ambassador and like a co-contributor, because I'm telling you, like, I'm not the best with kind of like marketing and kind of like getting people engaged on Discord and stuff. And I'm super happy that they are stepping up. And that's why I wanted to do like, they're stepping up. Let me do that ambassador program and get it started. So everything around Geckies, we rely on our community to make it work, because like I mentioned, it was a free mint. So if you can work together to push the project forward, we have a great team. We'll keep shipping, keep pushing new products and stuff. So why now? And the cool thing with us too, we do have some leeway in kind of like some funding that we had ourselves to a raffle. So we should be good for the next, let's say, 2-3 months. I'm also working to get some more funding for our team in a sense. So like I said, all we have to do as a community is just keep pushing the NFT project, keep talking about it online, keep doing the marketing aspect so myself and our team can focus on shipping. When some great new collaboration like you've seen us done in the past month, maybe no airdrop, no other thing that I'm reaching out like actively to other people and get this key thing done. So yeah, so that's what like I love about this community going on Geckies. People are stepping up. So if you're on the Geckies, you want to see more airdrop, you want to see more collaboration, you want to see more fun thing, I'm saying all you have to do is just be involved, provide feedback, and talk about us on Twitter, create space. You can even create space. It doesn't have to be about Geckies. Maybe like stuff you like and mention Gecky there. Like you see a space, maybe go in there and like talk about Geckies, you know. At the end of the day, the NFT you own one, and it's kind of like a community push to so you could be better, because I don't think there were ever a successful free mint on Stargaze. So far we look like we'll be a successful mint, free mint. So let's keep it that way. Let's keep the engagement going. And if you have any feedback, like I mentioned, I'm there. I'm there all the time on Discord. I always answering people on Telegram. And I'll always be there because I actually really want this project to be successful. Like I actually do want it because I love it and I have a passion for Web3 in a sense. So let's partner together, you know. Let's work together. Let's make this our success. And I think next week what I'm gonna do, we have a lot of great collab, some great contributor on Discord. So I'm gonna try to get them to do space with us so we can learn more about other project. So we're gonna like do more space on that as well. Let's just keep pushing, man. Like keep doing this, keep talking about us. Let's keep having fun. And let's do it. And I'm having fun too. So if you guys wanna come up and ask any question, make sure to come up and don't be shy. I would love to talk with you guys. Let me see. What else am I missing? So one other thing with the collection, as you see, we did have the faction. Early on, you see like the blue and pink. That's something we'll be doing there too. I'm not gonna share what's gonna be yet. Most likely will be some kind of gamification thing. That's the only alpha I can share now. But yes, let me see what else. So stay on the look for Twitter as well. When we ship this new token, because right now what we are doing, we're trying to add skip API, so we run into some issue. So the goal is kind of like abstract the chain away with skip API and packet forward malware. It's like a PFM, that a piece of software that Strangelove builds for Cosmos, where you could technically participate in the raffle or loan in a platform from any chain. So if you wanna participate in a raffle, but you don't have stars, but you have Atom on Cosmos, or you have Osmosis on Osmosis, or Lab Token on Lab Token, you'll be able to go there, click the token you want, and participate from anywhere with just one click, one transaction. So that's gonna be really cool, because I don't think any app has done that before in Cosmos. So we're gonna be like a first one of doing it. So that's one alpha. And after that, we're gonna be working kind of like not the redesign of the UI for Atlas app, but more like improving it, so it's like more UI friendly. Add some new stuff there too. We also will be adding some new pages where like you'll be able to do some new thing we're working on. And also we'll have the fee bypass, so that the contract is almost ready. For like if you own a Geckies, everything we built, you get like a discount. So let's say like one Gecky, maybe like give you 10% to 20, all the way to like maybe 100 fee discount. So the good thing is you won't have to stick a Geckies, just stay in your wallet and discount, boom, that way. We'll also utilize that to work with other projects and kind of like have more partnership as well. So I'm excited for what's ahead, like always. And again, thank you all for being involved. And if you're an ambassador, you're listening, thank you. Let's keep pushing this forward, and let's show the world that what can a free mint on Stargaze do, and some of the amazing things that can come out of it. Even so far, I've seen some people still don't believe it, that we will ship great thing. So I'm like, all right, wait and see what happened. We've only been here for a month, so they're not ready. So everybody's doubting, they're gonna be doubting even more and see what happened in the next few weeks and days. I see Nucleus down there. What's up, man? Yeah, I know I told you we had the space on Thursday, but I don't know why. I think it was on Thursday, but it's today. But no worry, we got a good crowd, a good people around here, so should be enough. And most people will listen afterwards. But one last time, if you guys gonna come up, make sure to come and ask some question. And I'll be more than happy to answer them. And get you what you need. Let me see. No, but if not, I'm gonna end the space really soon. So the Geckies, the start is amazing. Thank you again, guys, for sticking around and being part of this community, and helping growing it. I believe we're going places. I believe on the team that I was able to assemble, now it's a matter of shipping, right? So the next stage is shipping, the shipping stage. So hopefully you can ship as fast as possible and as quality, in quality aspect. And also one thing that I try to do is like a good business model, incorporate everything we do, because nothing is free in general, if you are building the services. So yeah, so the general rule of thumb is everything we build, will go around the Geckies, or providing value to Geckies, and as we add more stuff to the platform, we can also open it up for everybody to be included, but let's see, like they pay like a fee or something. Yeah, but there's a lot more things coming along. But yeah, so I see more people are joining in. Hey, what's up, everybody? I don't know if Nicholas, you wanna come and chat, but I know you told me you're sleeping right now. Let's see. No, so I think that should be it for today. I'm just gonna give it maybe one or two or three more minutes, and I'm gonna end the space. Let me see. Yeah, so I would say be excited, be loud, talk about the Geckies, let everybody know about the Geckies, and let's get it going, because without you guys, the Gecky will be nowhere, and the community is the foundation of this project, because no free med can survive without the community, and as myself, the founder, I value you guys like deeply, because that's like the first successful project, we could say that, NFT wise, that I was able to launch, and you don't know how happy that make me. You know, I mean, like, it's like every day I'm like, I talk with people that I know. Yo, look at this, we did something cool there. You know, I mean, it's kind of like, yo, guys, look what we did. And I'm like, yo, let's get in, man. Let's come help me build this. Because I have other friends in Real Lab that like dev and stuff, that do other things that we can incorporate into the project. But as they see more of the currency aspect being loud and more people being involved, that's when the fun starts, right? So it's gonna be hard work. It's not gonna be easy to kind of like bootstrapping a whole big community, but I believe we can do it. And I'm telling you, if we have a active, engaged community, the airdrop will come afterwards. The other collab that we're working on will happen. Other people will want to step in and partake in this movement we are doing, right? Every space I'm gonna keep saying that same thing. Be loud, be active, be engaged, participate, be involved, and the Atlas team will do the rest. We don't require anything else from the community, because we value, like in Web3, like attention is like the biggest, not currency you could say, but more like the biggest, like the best driving of, to kind of like calculate the success of a project, right? That not unfortunately, but like that's what people use, right? So if we have that, we can add anything on top, right? So so if you're listening, you want to see more of what happened in the first month, that's the key. I just trapped the key right there. And it happened, and I'm super thankful that you guys are keeping it up and keep doing your part, and we're gonna keep doing our part, right? Yeah, so if you have any question, make sure to ask on the Discord, on the Telegram. Maybe make sure to share the platform with other people who want to use it. And as we add new feature and new thing, like literally new thing we're working on that will be added on the platform. Oh, let me share that last alpha and I'm going to end it. So one thing that I'm trying to do is kind of like find a way to reward active user on the platform. Hopefully you can ship that in the next 1 month or two. It's kind of like a way. It's still, when we ship it, it's still going to be retroactive. So a way kind of like if you participate in a raffle or like you pay your loan on time or you do some thing that we deem that's like good behavior on the platform, you get points, right? Or some kind of reward you use. But it's not going to be a token. It's going to be like, if it's a token, it's going to be like a soulbound token in a sense. But like you get a points and rewards and you can redeem these points for like print for like other blue chip NFTs, maybe token, kind of like a rewards XP kind of way, but for on-chain. So I have some fun ways, some fun, like I have an idea like with our team about it. So that's one thing that we'll have to do. That would be proactive. Not proactive, that would be retroactive as well. So if you participate, you should be good, even if you participate after too. So that's the last piece that I will share. But you guys are amazing. I appreciate all of you. And let's send Geki's place where people could never believe, because people still don't think it's real. So they're gonna have to believe it after we ship everything we're about to ship, and as a community get bigger, you could say. And I'm here for that though. So I'm here for the long term. I'm here sticking around with you guys like I've always been in the past 2.5 years. So let's keep doing this. Be involved, ask any question. If you'd like to know more about the ambassador program that I'll be working on, make sure to join the Discord and ask. But yeah, so I appreciate you guys. Have a great week. Keep believing in yourself, keep grinding. And also one thing that I love to say is kind of like, try to have a balance. Don't go just all in crypto. Loving your family. Keep a balanced life, you know. And focus on your well-being as well. And just as a Geki's, let's just be a better person overall. And yeah, so we're gonna make it together. We're gonna build something. I actually believe we will do something truly amazing from this. Hopefully my action will talk for himself. So it's only been a month, so let's see what happens in the next 1, 2, 3 to 6 months, and we can get back and see did Jacob actually did a good job with the project and all that. But yeah, so have a good one, guys. We're gonna have it the same time next week. I will do better and kind of like promote the space. I'll try to get other people involved, like some of our contributor and other key collaborator we have. We'll try to get some of them on. But have a good one, guys. Have a great week. Geki's out.
Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ants dragging out the max amount of payments. Red down days, got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken honest. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting otters. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known the politic, I was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom. Over impossible loss, it's all moss, and I'm liking the odds. Fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Flick the cap, yo, the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary falls. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of dinner lace, stacked in non-toxic just to get a better place. Smacking on the hostage like the shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight, and all these Maybellines. They call it implausible when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle. Beats tearing apart your community. All these low-hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10, stargazing after the siege. Commanding all the management to grab a few seats, and then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats, and if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served.
Terror Spaces.